Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Bob Summers, S-O-M-M-E-R-S. He is he spent many years as the recognized expert, the host, I should say, of the recognized expert marketing show. And he is the founder of Essential Marketing Systems, but the creator of the five-star review system, which is all about how to help your small business get more business by using reviews and mining reviews, creating, helping customers to love you up online. That's kind of the way I think of it, Bob. Welcome. Thanks again for hanging out with us. What do you think about that, getting your customers to love you up online?
I like that. I think. Do you mind if I use that copy, Jim? I'll give you credit for it.
Give me credit for it the first time, and then you can have it after that.
Loving you up online. Yeah. I love that line. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, talk to us. You had the tip. You were going to finish.
Yeah.
First.
What I wanted to share was we see people get as little as 1% of their customers to respond to a review request. And it's sad, you know, because they don't know how to ask properly. Mm-hmm. We see other people get 8 out of 10 people respond, Jim, and those numbers are absolutely outstanding. So if any of our listeners are asking for reviews, when they hear the number 80%, they're freaking out,
right,
thinking, how is that possible? Well, here's the way to do it, and there's a process to it. Number one, when you ask someone if they'll write a review, you absolutely let them know that they are doing you a favor. So you're mm-hmm. asking them a favor. People are much more likely
and
to
so,
respond.
So you should say, would you please do me a favor?
Exactly. That is exactly right. The second thing is you want to make it really easy for them to leave a review. Now, mm-hmm. you know, what our system does is it just makes it super, super easy to leave a review. The third thing you need to do is you need to let them know how easy it is to, in fact, leave a review. Because
right.
if they see that there's a favor and that the favor is really easy to do, it's great.
Right.
You also have to let them know how you benefit. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't understand. So I would say, Jim, would you do me a favor, please, and leave a brief review about your experience here, because when you do that, other potential customers have a chance to
see. Do you wait
till
someone compliments you to do that, or do you ask everybody
to
do that?
No, Jim, what we do, because our system separates bad reviews from good before they go to the Internet,
uh-huh.
you ask everyone, because even people that are upset, they've got something of value to say. You
right.
just don't want them saying it on the Internet for everyone to see.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Those are the people. In fact, I've said for many years here that the people who give you bad reviews, which means probably tell the truth, those could be your best friends.
Oh, they absolutely could be. And one of the
because
one of the problems
they've identified
is,
where the holes are in your system.
Exactly, and they can be the most, by far, the most beneficial to your business. You know, the last thing I wanted to say about leaving reviews, the best time to ask is when your customer is at the peak of their happiness. Like, for example,
right.
when I saw your Rockford presentation,
mm-hmm.
wow, right at the end of that presentation when people... that would be... No, the example I'm using isn't the best example
right.
because you're not going to ask for reviews at the end of a talk, but whatever business you're in, if you're a dentist and you just pulled a tooth
right.
and the relief is there,
mm-hmm.
that's the best time to ask.
Right. And,
yeah.
you know, this is like referrals, folks. You've heard me. We spent a lot of time on the show over the years talking about getting referrals, how to ask for referrals. Somebody says, boy, I'm really enjoying this, the work we've been doing, the service you provided or whatever, and you say, you know, do you have any friends who you think might benefit from this? That's a referral. This is just like that, except it's a review online, right?
Well, Jim, absolutely. And the statistics say that 90% of us go to somebody to get a referral. We go for
right.
somebody we know, we ask. And in the absence of that, 72%, this number's unbelievable, 72% of us go to the Internet, just as I saw you do in your presentation
yep.
when you're looking up the pizza in the
yep.
garden.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We go there and we trust online reviews hugely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I got an email today, a dentist Yahoo! We just had our first new patient come in that said they called us because of all of our great reviews on Google. And Jim, she has 2 reviews on Google. That's it, 2.
Wow! Tell it now. And now, does this work? This works for your for reviews on your own website. If you have a review section on your own website.
Well, yes, and just quickly, the way it works is it's called an active system. So you ask your customer if they'll write a review. When they say yes, you send them an email where they'll click on a link.
Right.
When they do, it opens up a window.
So you say, thank you for saying that. I'm glad you enjoyed your meal. Would you write a review about that? And if they say yes, then you say, I'm going to give you an email address. Would you go when you get it? Will you click on this? Is that how you do it?
Well, no. Actually, Jim, what we do is we take control. So we ask them to ask for their primary email address.
They got to ask for that, though.
No, they do have to ask for that. And generally, it's when you think of most, you know. Oh, and if you let them know you're not going to share it ever.
Right.
You know, people are willing to give.
So then they click on the link, and then what happens?
Well, what happens? They go to a page, and it says rate us from 1 to 5 stars. If they give you less than 5 stars, they're taken to a page that says, hey, what could we do to improve our service?
Right.
They don't go to the Internet. If they give you 5 stars, they have 2 choices. Choice number 1 is please leave a review on one of these popular sites on the Internet.
Ah.
They click on it. They go straight to Google. But for those people that don't want to leave a review, Jim, they can leave a testimonial, and that will automatically go up on your website.
Wow.
Pretty sweet.
There you go. 5starreviewsystem.com, right?
Correct. That's right.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Bob, good job. Will you come back?
I will, Jim. Thank you.
We've had a great time having you here. You've taught us a lot. Come back real soon.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Bob
Thanks.
Summers, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.